Thank you for tuning into the Lunch Table Podcast. You may hear opinions expressed on the lunch table that you don't agree with. I encourage you not to take this as hate speech, prejudices, or bigotry. Lastly, if you are someone who does not like your beliefs questioned or challenged, then this is not the show for you. For everyone else, ready your meals, pull up a seat, and open your minds, because we cordially invite you to join us at the lunch table.
Oh, no, no. Oh, what was the name of the daughter?
Real shit that could happen, though.
What was the name of
I'm not doing that.
Okay, I think it was,
Kia? No.
Oh, what was the name of... He had a name for his already unborn daughter.
Was it Ghetto?
I'm not doing that to my future daughter.
You were here. Wasn't
it? I don't recall.
Hey!
So, Kai...
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
So,
why are you smiling?
J-Mac the Dragon.
Yes, it was.
If Kai, J-Mac the Dragon. I'm talking to you, J-Mac.
Oh, I like that name.
I know.
Yeah, because
it's a gorgeous name.
You said it's like neutral. It could even be for a boy.
It's a beautiful name. Kai is a beautiful name. But, J-Mac, if Kai decided at, let's say, 8... she said,
"Hey,
hey, J Mac the Dragon. I mean Jordan Feathers. I mean Father. I want a cock."
Yeah.
The other stuff that you were telling me about?
Yeah.
What time? Are you the victim?
Girl, no, I'm the...
You're the villain!
I'm the villain. Oh, I'm guilty than a motherfucker.
Yes, and we are recording. We got that. Her black ass got jail tomorrow. Say what's up, Cass. What's going on?
What's up? What is it? Thursday. What up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Mm-hmm. Glad to be here.
Yes. How's the day been?
The day's been great.
When I saw you, what was my energy like when I first saw you?
Very serious, no nonsense, finna get the business. I don't got time for you, bitch. That was the energy.
I mean, I didn't say that, but...
No, but that's how he came. Came barreling out the bathroom. Why is this bitch calling me? Because I was calling you. That was me calling you. I don't even know if you checked your phone.
Oh, I did. That's all.
Okay,
that's
okay. All. Yeah, that was me calling you.
And I was like, this bitch is in the lobby. I'm joking.
All respect. No disrespect. You came out very ready to get to, you know.
There was just, you know, I just don't like when I'm very particular. I'm a fucking really
don't I know
anal. Did you try to take a poop and it didn't come out? Sometimes it you did. Think, is that what happened? Listen, safe space. Safe space.
That's Bells.
Yes. Taking it in another direction.
Well, she said you...
Let's just transition into that. I was about to give like a thought, like a real story, but let's go to third grade shits. Bells, how was your day? What's going on?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, no, my day was good.
Switched it up on us.
Did.
She out here looking
I'm
like...
I'm back with the vengeance.
She out here like the Halle Berry storm.
Mm. Yes. We love the pixie. We love the pixie.
Hello.
Yes.
The stuff was, it needed to come on.
So since last week, I guess since our last cast, what has anything big has happened? Any highlights in your life? Any highlights, lowlights? What has gone down?
Huh.
Oh, you know what? I can give you some prompts. How are you and the white boy doing? I'm sorry. I have
to know
do
we want to know.
Because I'm sorry. Listen, this is a thing that we're going to talk about for a minute.
I know. Any opportunity you get.
I'm saying. So,
been on any interesting dates?
Yes.
Or?
Do you guys role play? Do you play antebellum sometimes?
No comment.
Oh!
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 No, only, no.
Oh, yes!
Yes,
so,
what? How do you get to a yes from a, like, no comment?
Who wears the chains?
What are you talking about?
Is there, well, he
is in law, so, I mean, if, you know, are you talking about the
oh,
people
man,
that,
man,
like,
I might fuck around and see him tomorrow, huh?
Ha! No.
He could be prosecuting your monkey.
Monkey
ass.
No,
yes.
He is not.
I bet he
How do you know?
Because he does business law.
Okay. Ah, okay. Well, yes. It's definitely not business law.
All right. So again, who wears... I'm playing.
The people that are in jail, that are incarcerated, those are the people that wear the chains.
Don't talk about them, okay? They're
no.
people too.
Yes. And their name is Kessia.
Yeah,
we're gonna see.
They identify as.
Oh no!
Her name is Cassia, but she identifies as a criminal.
No, joking. I'm actually the most innocent person you could ever meet. But believe the rumors, they are
innocent
true.
Innocent people don't say that, though.
Yes, they do. Why wouldn't they?
Because you're innocent. You don't need to prove that you're innocent.
But all I said is I'm innocent. I ain't trying to prove it. I just said it.
Okay.
All right, guys. So listen, JTTV, people meeting, people making memories. Welcome to the Lunch Table episode. I don't know, because I don't know like how I'm going to do them. This is going to be the third, the fourth, or the 50th. But welcome back to the Lunch Table. The Lunch Table is a podcast where we talk shit. That's Kesia. That's Bells. Shout out J-Mac. He's on the way. And also Charlie motherfucking Mac from Chi-Town. He had a family emergency. He's going home. Blessings, wishes, and everything.
Prayers.
And praise. Prayers go out to you. What is the Lunch Table? The Lunch Table is a podcast where we talk shit. I call it the Lunch Table because my favorite things in school, my two favorite things in school were recess and the Lunch Table. Well, lunch. Where those are two places where I can be like the most freest. We talk about everything under the sun. So I call it the Lunch Table. And there's not a podcast out called the Lunch Table. We all sit down and break bread, but no one thought of the Lunch Table because I didn't say it yet. So the Lunch Table, we have three different prompts. Q&A, easy shit. I have a question, they answer. Two, finish this statement. I have a statement, then they finish it. And three, my favorite, which is the bulk of the show. It's video response. I scour IG. I'm always on that shit. IG, Facebook, TikTok, what have you. And the internet is 99-0. So I find videos that aren't just funny, but thought-provoking, where we can discuss some shit. So that is what we're going to fucking do today, and we're just going to jump right into the first one. I call this one Parents Taking the Wheel. Parents Taking the Wheel. Here we go.
The parents are taking the wheel. I have an 8-year-old daughter who is absolutely dynamic, who can do anything athletically, intellectually, spiritually, and emotionally. She is a dynamo. And I don't want a man swimming against her in the pool. The fact is, I don't want her playing against boys in soccer. I don't even let my sons rough her up. Do you think I'm going to let your son rough her up? This is what we're talking about. Policy going back to the parents. Because if you think people who love America are willing to fight for it, you haven't met parents yet.
Okay, Kesia. So, first response, first thing to, that comes to your head, talk to me.
He said what he said.
He did.
He said what he said.
Okay.
I've always felt that way when I see that a lot, you know.
What is that?
Trans women.
Uh-huh.
Trans men. I don't.
Uh-oh, what is it?
I think it's when
no.
A man becomes a woman and then participates in women's sports.
That's a trans woman. I think, yeah, that's a trans woman is a guy.
Look at us.
It's a guy.
We're scared.
It's a guy. But, I think a trans woman was an individual that was born as a man.
A man. And yes. Now you're a girl, and now you're running track with the girls, and you're fucking whooping their ass.
Uh-huh.
It's not even fair. Mm. You got that athletic ability because you're a boy. And I agree. I don't want, if it was me, because I ran summer track as a child.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, I ran track all through school. Elementary, middle, high school, you
know. What events? With your slow ass? I'm sorry.
I did. It's so funny that he said that because I was never a sprinter. But I was good distance. I had the endurance, like, you know. But
okay.
I did 300 meter hurdles.
Okay, I did them hoes.
Okay. You think you could steal? Because I think I could steal.
Nigga, stop capping.
Work out. I think I could do it.
Nah.
I got hurdles in my Amazon cart right now because I want to see something. So I'll get back to you on this. But yeah.
Get back to the motherfucking
story. 300 meter hurdles, 4x1 and 4x4.
Okay.
All right. Shouldn't have been on that 4x1.
Have you ever ran against a boy?
No,
man?
That wasn't a thing back then. I mean, in track practice, when we were practicing,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we were conditioning, strength and conditioning, we ran against each other.
Uh-huh.
But when it came to the events back in my day.
Yeah.
No, that was not a thing that was occurring.
So, like, with this whole phenomenon that's going on, you know, at the...
And it's a phenomenon.
With the trans movement, where do you stand, like, I don't know, as a woman, where do you stand?
Don't call me cis, because I'm not your sister. No, it's fine. Don't call me cisgendered, though. I'm a natural-born woman. I've been a girl since birth. I understand if you want to, the science has made it possible for you to, you know, switch it up if you want to. Cool, fine. But I don't think that you are a real woman or man if you went surgically and became one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not even sorry, honestly. I just don't want us to get canceled. And I'm,
we won't.
But like, bro, like, what? I don't want to play pretend with these people.
Okay.
I don't.
Dave Chappelle said something about, like, he had a joke where he's like, I don't want to, like, I don't have to, your fantasy, I don't have to participate.
Yeah.
In your fantasy.
So I don't. There's no trans people around me that I'm like smiling in their face and talking shit about them behind their back. No, I don't have trans people around me.
Ever? None?
I had a friend that had a friend that she even used to say that that friend still looked like a man, you know, but that was her friend.
So
that was her friend.
So, talking about. You have a friend of a friend of a friend.
I don't have that friend no more, but I had a friend that had a friend, that became a trans woman.
A trans of a friend of a friend.
And behind her back, let's
when
be,
you marry her,
I'm going to use them pronouns, okay? Because I don't want to be disrespectful, but
because
behind
they still
back,
dudes and they still will beat your motherfucking ass, Cassie. I'm joking. No. I don't know.
Real shit. Like, no, I'll call the police, too, on a motherfucking trans woman. Quick.
This nigga beat my ass.
your boy, Kevin.
Then you get canceled for the goddamn police call.
You know what I'm saying?
He called me a nigga.
But no, I definitely have known somebody that has known somebody and fake supported them. Because I've heard what
you
they've
fake?
Said. No, not me. She was fake supporting them.
Was it a dirty bitch?
No, I wasn't. All right. You know, she want to come up here so bad.
Does she?
She do.
You know what? Bring her. That's fine.
Oh,
yeah, that's fine.
Okay. That's like an inside joke.
the trans friend or the trans?
No. A couple years ago, her cousin or like her friend called up on the show, and then you know I called her.
He called her a dirty bitch.
I called her a dirty bitch.
He called her a dirty bitch.
Why did you call her a dirty bitch?
It was endearing. It was an endearing dirty bitch, and.
My question was, why did you?
No, so the thing with JC, especially at that time, it was more so like a catchphrase. And I've heard him say it in multiple scenarios. I've even been called a dirty bitch, but I never took it personal. But in the conversation that they were having on air, on the phone, when he said it, it did not
why
come off.
Why did you call her a dirty bitch? I want to know that.
Because she. Why did you? Actually, no, he needs to answer that.
Well. Because it's just, you know, it was one of my catchphrases. It was endearing, but low key.
Like you're not answering my question.
Well, damn it, because I'm trying to protect her.
Oh.
No, she don't give a
really?
Fuck.
Right after you called her a dirty bitch,
if I'm going to bring her up here, she's going to open up.
Okay, cool.
She's going to talk about that lifestyle.
She's going to tell us about
well,
why
then,
she
you know what? Well, okay,
bitch.
You know what? Listen. Well, then I'm not going to do that because that's, I'm not going to do that part. I'm going to hold off on that, on that story. You'll meet her, Bells.
Okay.
Yes, you're meeting.
So you know what? Yes, come on up here and tell your truth.
the truth thing is a thing. All right.
Okay. Bells, you saw that shit.
Yeah.
Talk to me. You saw that shit.
Yeah.
The first thing that came to your brain.
I understand exactly what this man is talking about, mm-hmm. and I genuinely do support it. This thing is so tricky because I feel like the community, because they add so many alphabets. I don't know where we're at now, but the community.
It's funny. You say that. Go ahead.
For me, I feel like they're very hypocritical, in the sense. What they're fighting for, right, is that... I have feelings. I identify as this. Whatever it is that they, you know, they say I am this because of whatever, and we want you to accept us the way that we are, and whatever. But in essence, would that not be hypocritical for another person to say, I hear what you're saying, and that's okay, be you, but here's where I stand on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's like you're kind of bullying me into your mindset because you feel that you need to be heard. But then if you feel that you need to be heard, does the next person not need to be heard?
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying? So if I'm saying, I don't judge you, I'm okay, I'm straight, I'm a woman, I identify as a woman because I was born as a woman and that's what it is. I am not saying...
It's literally so
simple. Yeah, it is. It is what it is, but what I'm saying is do you and allow me to do me too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But without ridicule, right?
Yeah, without now, if I say something like, oh, if you say I identify as a she when you're a he, and then I call you a she and you want to get mad. First of all, I identify as a millionaire, but the reality is my bank account does not, you know.
I hear you, love.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'm not saying it as an insult to try to make them feel some type, but honestly speaking, I always say I'm a millionaire, I'm a billionaire, I'm the richest person in the world.
Yeah.
Because that's what I want to achieve, right?
Yeah.
But that's something I can actually achieve. Do you get what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Yeah.
So are you saying it is impossible for a man to become a woman?
No, now in this day and age, no, it isn't. But at the end of the day, you know the realness of it. Like,
ooh. You know what? I forget the guy's name. He did a whole documentary on this.
Mm.
It was like he asked one question.
Mm.
What is a woman?
Yo.
I forget the name.
I hate that question nowadays.
Well, then, okay, in the realm of like what we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
define a woman. In your words, Kessia, define a woman.
A
woman is, finish the statement.
A woman is a little girl that grew up to be a woman. It's that simple.
Can you be a little bit more specific?
Naturally, okay, so.
What do women have that men don't? How about that?
We have a vagina, a uterus, fallopian tubes. What is it? The X and Y chromosome. Like it goes scientific, but all of a sudden gender is not a. I don't even talk about shit like this because it's just so.
We confusing. Are now. God damn it! You came to the fucking show to do this.
So confusing though. Like, what do you mean? What is a woman? What do you mean? You know what a woman is. You've always known.
Bells, what's a woman?
That is such a strange question. I don't think I've ever been asked that question, and I've never really.
And it's wild because now we have to ask that question.
Yeah.
The most, I think.
And that in itself just puts us in an. Oh, that in itself, I feel like should be an answer in itself.
Because if you answer wrong with your vagina having ass, you're gonna get canceled.
Like. It's strange. I am a, what is a woman? A woman is the opposite of a man, I guess. I've got, you know, feminine energy. I was created with, you know, boobs and a vagina.
Yeah.
And, you know, like she said, the womb and a uterus and fallopian tubes to be able to carry what God blesses, you know, us with and, you know, all of those things.
Kesson wouldn't have no kids, though, but that's
no,
okay.
My fallopian tubes are a waste. But
oh wow! But I'm sorry.
She retracts her statement.
No, I would. I would donate
on
this
behalf
whole
of
uterus.
Kessia. I retract her statement. Thank you.
She know not what she speaks of. Go ahead, Bells.
But yeah, that's what I think. That's what I think it is, and I find it. And it's interesting that you should ask that question because now we're in a generation where that is the type of question. Like, are you a man? Boy?
Do you have any transgender friends, associates?
Not transgender, but I do have gay friends.
Okay.
Yeah, I do have gay friends. Yeah.
So you haven't graduated yet. That's okay. Haven't graduated to the trans yet.
That's my thing.
That's
you
coming.
Know what? For me personally,
gay people are the
gateway
drug to trans. I'm joking.
But my thing is,
I don't even know what that means.
I've always said to myself, I don't think I would ever want to have a trans friend because.
Now we're getting cancer for real, goddammit.
No, and not to say like because, oh my God, there's some weirdo, but because.
It's too much.
It's confusing for me. It's too much for me, ne? And. I am okay with it being confusing and not getting it. I don't want to get it. I'm okay with
okay.
not getting it. Do you
okay.
get what I'm saying?
I hear you on
and
that.
I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't want to make them feel some type of way because everybody wants to feel, you know, be the true them that they feel that is my. So if your
Their truth.
Yeah, if your truth is that, that's okay. And if you're happy and you're content in your life, that's perfect. And I'm saying I don't want to come in and disturb your peace or fucks with that. And I also don't want you to do the same with me. So it just works better if, you know, we're. Yeah, you do you, I do me. I do, however, I have gay friends. They are gay and they identify as a he, and they, you know, their partners are also a he.
Uh-huh.
That I can, like, okay.
Because them pronouns is getting crazy.
Yeah,
because
that
too.
One is it's okay. It's like, okay, do your thing.
You can wrap your head around.
Yeah, I can wrap
that.
My head around
I'm
that.
Like, okay.
Like, okay, yeah, okay, sharp. But now if you, you know, then it's like.
You know that they are in some areas, in some communities, they are like. Pushing this this agenda into children, you know.
Yeah, that's why this
that's
man.
Why that
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and what are your thoughts on children being able to make that decision? Mm-mm. Making that decision on, okay, no, I want to be a boy, I want to be a girl, allowed to make that decision for the rest of their life, but not be able to vote, you know, or like drink alcohol until 18. You're making one a profound, a world, a universal, a godly decision before you even mentally prepared or even know who you are. Fuck that. Know who you are. Like at 8, 9, I'm still learning. Like I remember myself at 8 and 9, and I still have bits and pieces of myself in me then, but I was not the man. I was not who I am right now.
Yeah. No, I've changed so much.
You know what I'm saying?
8 and 9.
It's
ridiculous.
I guess your thoughts have been expressed, but it's already confusing growing up, being a boy, being a girl, does he like me? Does she like me? Like, just trying to navigate those waters have been difficult.
I am 31 and I'm still trying to fucking figure some shit out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still
Which white boy she gonna fuck tomorrow? I'm sorry. I'm gonna leave that alone. Yes.
He's
go ahead,
though. He's not gonna leave that alone.
He's not, and he knows. And he says this every time. Like,
it's gonna come up when you least expect it.
I'm sorry. Okay, you're 31 and you're still trying to figure out what?
Yeah, like, just life in itself. Like, just navigating through life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it took me this long to actually know what kind of man I actually genuinely, like, would spend the rest of my life with. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because in life, you go through all these guys, oh, my God, I think I'm in love. Oh, my God. And only now I realize that actually BS, all of that was BS. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it took for me to be 31 to even have an idea of it. And you get what I'm saying? So how are you expecting? And I'm still navigating through it also, mm-hmm. you know, because of also the fact that he's white, I'm black, and as much as we love each other and it's working and, you know, everything is great, but there'll always be, like, if you're walking in public and there'll be that one person that's raising and he's, like, giving you eyes, or you get a JC that every single chance he gets. Do you know what I mean? But it's just navigating through all of that, like, in itself, because not everybody is on the same thing. Not everybody is on par with all, you know, mixed race, interracial relationships.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But.
And a Pornhub, we call it blacked. It's when they fuck.
That's when it's the black man with the white.
Oh, so you do know.
Ooh, oh, yeah, I know blacked.
Oh, you know blacked.
What? Wait, explain it.
Oh, she know blacked. I know. I didn't know she knew blacked.
We got on camera. I've seen it once or twice.
Oh, no. You know what it is.
No, she know blacked.
I know. She just trying to explain the whole thing.
It's just black men. Fucking white bitches.
That's it? That's what...
Yeah, I mean, but it's black. it's like horse dick black men. Fucking the whitest, like, girl next door type of white girl. So it's like that interracial, like, you know... I don't know what they would call it if it was the white man fucking up. But, I wouldn't even watch that shit.
We would call it,
don't try it. I see... Don't. Do it.
What's coming?
I
do want to hear about sex with white men, though. If we can't talk about it today, we should talk about it sometime. Sorry, Bells.
You know what? No.
So many questions.
We'll save that. We'll save that one.
So many questions.
Sex with white men coming soon.
I need to know.
Yep. Oh, shit. All right, cool. You know what? I think we got shit, man. We got enough out of that topic. Comments. Leave something in the comments, your take on what you just heard.
Yeah.
Parents taking the motherfucking wheel, man. Parents taking the wheel.
That shit need to be fair. It just needs to be fair.
I saw that clip, maybe like a month and a half ago, man. And I was like, ooh, I can't wait to.
It's crazy.
During the first show, I wanted to play that, you know what I'm saying,
imagine,
that clip.
Actually, this is crazy, because I've heard that even in the school bathrooms, they're trying to put like an other or whatever bathroom.
Fine.
And here's my thing. You're trying to put a bathroom in for other, right? You're trying to have these kids decide what their sexuality is. Same kids that can't wake themselves up in the fucking morning. They can't cook their own dinner.
Preach.
They
that.
Cannot can take themselves to school. They don't even have the money to take themselves to the school that you are saying that they must choose. You know what I mean? Like, they can't do all of this, but for some reason, there's a supernatural power that comes and then, I can decide this.
Yeah.
Because I'm smart enough to decide something that deep. But everything else, I am incapable of doing myself.
I mean, it's locked.
Oh.
Yeah.
No,
that's crazy.
I completely understand. We got J-Mac in the building. Just walk through. Let's get you by let's keep it consistent. Let's get you by Bells. And that's you right there. You're on number three. Boop, boop, boop.
Before we get off talking, I just wanted to say I do feel that when it comes down to like sports, how this father was expressing, if the topic comes up, is this a man, is this a woman within that realm, I feel like that's exactly what the argument is. Like, are you actually a woman or are you a man? So if it comes up, like, well, we don't really want you participating with the girls because, you know, low-key, not even low-key, high-key, you were born...
Reality!
You were born... Reality, exactly. You were born male, and you still have all your male physical capabilities, and now you're competing with these women. So I feel like if that's something that can be brought up, then it's just not right.
Oh, I saw this other weird thing. Okay, so I saw it was a woman. Well, she's a woman. She actually still is, right? She's a woman that tried to change to be a man.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because J-Mac walked in with a bottle of water. Well, keep going. Sorry.
So she's a woman, right? And she says she identifies as a man and has like changed, like she's got like, you know, a beard or whatever.
Okay.
However, she felt pregnant because she said she wanted to carry her own child. But you identify as, like, for me, you see how confusing that is. You want to identify as a man, but you want to carry a child as a woman.
I just think at the end of the day, these motherfuckers want their cake and eat it too. You're doing too much. You can't have everything.
That's a lot.
We can't have everything.
Because also when your kid comes out, right, okay, you're going to pop this kid, right?
What you going to teach him?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Where do you, you don't know where you stand. Like, because my thing is, okay, if you genuinely, okay, I would get, like you're saying, I was born a woman, but now I identify as a man and I want to be known as a man and that's it, nothing. But now if you're saying that, but then also you want to carry a child, no, comrade.
If your daughter decided that she wanted to become a man, would you, you know, support that and help her?
Great question, Cassia.
I love her. I would have to, you said, say that, what was the last part?
Just teach her how, you know, because you're a man, so you can teach your daughter how to be a man. You can't really tell her to be a woman.
What was the name of the daughter?
Real shit that could happen, though.
What was the name of the name of,
I'm not doing that.
Okay, I think it was,
Kia? No.
What was the name of, he had a name for his already unborn daughter.
Was it Ghetto?
I'm not doing that to my future daughter.
You were here.
I don't recall.
Hey!
So
no.
Kai.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
So,
why are you smiling?
J-Mac the Dragon.
Yes, it was.
If Kai. J-Mac the Dragon. Right? I'm talking to you, J-Mac.
Oh, I like that name.
I know.
Yeah, because it's a gorgeous name. You said it's like neutral. It could even be for a boy.
It's a beautiful name. Kai is a beautiful name. Aww. But J-Mac, if Kai decided at, let's say, 8. She said,
hey. What time is the podcast in?
Hey, J-Mac the Dragon. I mean, Jordan Feathers. I mean, Father. I want a cock.
Does she have to say it like that?
No, what?
I was like, can she articulate it a little?
What if?
I don't know.
What if
she's?
What if
she's?
I mean, that's what she means.
That's what she.
How do you? How do you handle that right now as a parent, Ajay Mack? Hey, hey, Father, I want a cock.
Well, first, that's what she said. First, I would address how it was articulated and maybe how that could be a little better.
This nigga is ready to be a daddy.
And then
he is right.
And then after that, I'd probably just love her and support her decision, bro. Where's the camera at?
Yo.
It's on you right now.
Look at.
No, it's right there.
Oh, that's what.
Hey! He wants a career in this business. great fucking question. I mean, answer. Goddamn it. Right, yo, listen. Let's go to the Let's go to the second video.
Misery know he loves company.